Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, Siv Ches. So we're talking about the baby who has Bismillah on Shabbos. And the Mechaber says he cannot make for the Choluk. What does a Choluk mean? Mr. Burr explains it was sort of like a pocket that was put over the Mokom HaMilo, and it pushed it down, and this made sure that the Or, HaMilo and Or Priya, would not come back up and cover the place where the Milo took place. And the Halacha is the Mechaber saying this Choluk, if you make it before Shabbos, you could use it. But you cannot make this Choluk, this type of beggar they put over there, you cannot make it on Shabbos. Rather, if there was no cholak prepared, you just wrap a smarta, like a shmata, like something over the mokamil, and hopefully it'll do that job. If you don't have a cholak or a smarta or anything, you need some aids or some solution, Mechaber says you could wrap a cloth around your finger, derech malbush, and take it through a chotzer in the mureves to bring it to the place where the milah was done, where the baby is. This we did a shinoi from the derech itself, from the regular way of doing it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains you can only take a derech chotzer acharis, you cannot take a derech shirabim, even though we're trying to do a derech malbush. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, this is not real derech malbush, it's not really a normal way to wear a beged, to have this shmata wrapped around your finger, and therefore you cannot take a derech shirabim only through a chotzer shem revis. They take it through a carmelis, which is better than a shirabim, but not as good as chotzer shem revis. Mishnah Berurah brings the Eliyahu, is Mitzad, he's leaning to a makel on this. Now, Mechaber says in Siftes, a very interesting thing, that at times Chazal, if they didn't give the baby a bath and wash the baby, obviously it means on the Mokom HaMilo. If they didn't wash the baby before the Milo, and then again after the Milo, and then again on the Yamshlish the Milo, the third day for the Mismilo, in hot water, it was sakana, it was dangerous to the baby. And therefore, there's a whole set of halachas what to do if Mismilo falls out on Shabbos, or for 3 days on Shabbos, whole set of halachas and free the Gederis based on the Gemara. However, nowadays, we don't do this rechitza anymore. Mishnah Berurah explains the Shtanu Ativim, the Teva, the Metzia has changed, and nowadays it's not necessary. And therefore the Mechaber says, the din of washing this baby on Shabbos, if they want to wash him, the same as Allah has rechitzin anybody. There's no special coolers going on over here. The Ramah, however, writes, that Medina Yisrael, in our countries, in the Ashkenaz world, we do try to wash the baby before the Milah and after the Milah, and the way they would do it, the Ramah says, is before the Milah, they would wash the baby with hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. After the Milah, they would wait till Matar Shabbos. They didn't do it right away, like the times of Chazal, rather wait till after Shabbos to wash the baby. And the Shlish, the Milah, was on Shabbos also. It's a bris on Thursday, and Shabbos was the third day, and they saw a need. They saw before Shabbos there's a need to wash the baby. They prepare hot water from before Shabbos, and this way they can wash him on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah explains that they felt in the Ashkenazic world, even though it was not sakana for the baby, if it did not get the rechitza, like it had been in the times of Chazal, but still there's a tzarech gadol, there's a big need to wash him, it's a big tayalos, it's important, and therefore they try to work it out as well as they could. So the rechitza before the milah, they did mamish, like it says in the times of the Gemara, that they would warm water before Shabbos, save it for Shabbos, use it then. After the milah, then, times of Chazal, was a big crisis, a big problem to figure out what to do, and the Gemara talks about the eitzes, then times their mothers wait till after Shabbos. And this way, it worked out well, and they were able to do it without any Chilul Shabbos. Now, when we do wash the baby, though, on Shabbos, with the water that was prepared before Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says to be careful not to soak a sudden the sheet in water, because Shirazi Kibbutz is a problem, keep us on the sheet. Says maybe you can make it, we'll have a guy do it. Also, you have to be careful not to squeeze the sheet that's used in the washcloth that's used in washing the baby, careful from Mishchita. Let's say the hot water got spilled out, and now we don't have the hot water we'd like to use to wash the baby before the Milah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't tell a guy to heat up hot water, because nowadays we feel the tzarech is not enough to allow Amir Lakim to tell the guy to heat up the hot water for the baby. However, you can ask the guy to bring hot water that was heated up on Shabbos for a guy, not for a yid. Mishnah Berurah brings another shiloh. If you have a baby that was a chayla and he got better, and now the appropriate time to malam falls out on Thursday, the Tashbit says he can't malam on Thursday, because since the shlish the milah will be on Shabbos, it might come to chol Shabbos. Therefore, once the milah is shlevis mano, because the baby was a chayla or something to that effect, you wait till Sunday. However, the Shach near Daniel Chismila and the Magrom over here, they're making, they say you could mal, Mila Shlomo's mal on Thursday and Friday. And the Rabbah also says like that, we don't push off the mitzvah, that's the most of Klai Yisrael's Noig. There are still maybe some parts of Klai Yisrael that have a minig, that Mila Shlomo's mal, once it hits Thursday, you wait till Sunday, you don't do it on Thursday or Friday. Most of Klai Yisrael do it on Thursday or Friday, only on Shabbos, that's when we don't do it, because also do a Mila Shlomo's mal, a Mila is pushed off on Shabbos. Now, the Ramah says that which we say is rechitza, we do all these tricks to avoid Chol Shabbos, still manage to pull off the rechitza, is only minastam. Standard case. But we see this, according to the baby, if he doesn't get rechitza after the milah, for sure you can machal Shabbos and do the rechitza even to warm up yourselves. Never mind with it through a goy, even to have yid warm it up. You can do it. If it's sakana, it's sakana. Just like every other Chol Shabbos sakana, they allow to be machal Shabbos to save him. Only minastam. Then we say that it's not necessary so much, and we don't heat up water even through a goy, for the baby on Shabbos. Only the doctor says to do it.